Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast. How are you today? Thank you so much for putting me in on your phone or in the car, or if you're sitting there just chillaxing. Thanks for joining me. I appreciate that. All right. So we're going to kick today off with a topic that comes up all the time in my work. People bring this up over and over and over again. Some bring it up and share it with me and call themselves out, and some don't realize they're doing it. So I got to call it out for them. And that is the word overthinking. Overthinking. Write this down if you got paper and a pen. If you don't, lodge it in the brain, or you can just text it on your phone in your little notes section. Overthinking is an anchor. That's the truth. You got to picture this. If you're on your ship of life, right? You're on your ship, you're creating, you're building, and part of what makes this journey so incredible is that you're on a body of water that has endless opportunity. There is no end. You can do and go anywhere you want. I want to be really clear about this vision, okay? Every time you overthink, you threw the anchor overboard and went to the bottom of the ocean and your boat is not moving. Every time, okay? So here's my best advice that I could possibly give for people who are out there overthinking, whether you know that it's you or not. People are overthinking every day, all day. And it's more than one thought. We have overthinking thoughts that hit our brain all the time. I'm going to give you some great tactical tips to get out of the overthinking space so that you can either cut the rope, right? Or you can roll it back in, wind that thing up, and get your boat smooth sailing. You got to get rid of those thoughts. They don't help, they hurt. Okay, so first and foremost, I want you to ask yourself a question. Is that the reality? Is that true? Right? For example, let me ask you a question. Is the sky blue? Really, is it blue? And of course you're gonna say, well, yeah, right? Can I change the color? Like, I think I wanna go purple, like a purple tone. Can I order anything on Amazon or throw some paint on it, or, you know, build a wall on it, you know, get, you know, put up paper mache? No, the reality is I cannot. That's when you know it's true. The things that are going in your brain are talking you out of things daily. Oh, I can't post. They're not going to like it. I can't go talk to that guy. He's loyal to this person. He doesn't like our company. We dropped the ball 14 years ago. You know, oh, they're never going to list their house. They're going to die there. Oh, you know, nobody's going to ever want me to teach a class. They're locked with that certain title company or that home warranty company, or they've got an in-house lender, you know, or all my friends have other friends that are realtors. They're going to use them. All, you know, none of that is fact. How do you know? Did somebody tell you that? You know, did somebody say, I'm only going to use this lender, I'm never going to use you? And they did? Oh, they really did tell you? Oh, well then great. That's their thought for today. You're going to disrupt that. And we're going to get in there and challenge them and bring your value and see how it would be purposeful for them to either meet with you or make a change in their affiliation. Okay? Sure. But if no one's ever told you that, then don't go putting that in your head. Because that's just you dropping the anchor overboard, okay? You don't need to drop the anchor down there. We think it keeps us comfortable because we're just sitting on the water in the middle of nowhere and we're safe in there. We didn't have to do anything. We dropped our anchor, but look at the reality. What do you want? Is it abundance? Is it success? Is it to exceed your goals? Is it to challenge yourself? Is it to have a bigger vision and live in that space and activate your vision? Is it that? If it's that, then let's go. Then cut the rope, because the rope is holding you back. It's you. It's nobody else. Nobody made up those things in your head. They didn't. If they say it to your face, it still doesn't matter. It's okay. We're going to still try. Everybody I went after when I was in sales told me no for the most part. Okay? The top producer, they all said no. And if I took their word for it and listened, I would not have grown at all. I would have dropped down my anchor and stayed in my boat. No, this is about me deciding what the thought is. I mean, I can't tell you how many people are like, yeah, I did about 15 videos, coach. I didn't post them. None of them were great. You know, I say to them, do me a favor. I'm challenging you right now. Get on your phone and post that video. I can't. Yes, you can. They post it. They're getting 32 comments, 87 likes, you know, 490 views, and their mind is blown. I don't get it, coach. I said, because you're doing it. In the do is the results. Let go of the rope. Cut it. Okay? Cut it or reel it up. Get it into the boat and let's go. When the boat moves, it gets closer and closer to Success Island. And that's what this is about. What is your vision? What is your goal? What do you want? You're not going to get there by overthinking. I guarantee you, you're not. It's going to be a long, long road. Okay? So when in doubt, ask yourself, is that true? You know, does it really suck? Because I'm telling you right now, this podcast is not the best. Okay? Have I done this topic before? Speaking in front of 600 or 1,000 people plus? Have I done it better? Yes. Than I'm doing on this podcast today? Yes. Do you guys know that? No. Does it matter? No. Mm-mm. No, I'm going to go with it. Because I got to go. I got to get it out there. I got to give it a whirl. I cut my rope. I don't want to overthink. That doesn't serve me. I don't get where I'm at in my life creating and having the success that I do because I overthink. No, I go for it and I try. And if I'm going to fail, I'm going to fail forward, right? At least you fall on your face, not your back. Fall forward. Fail forward. Go for it. Who cares? You know, if this podcast right here is not good, all right, cool. Don't refer this one, but I got a few others in the queue if you want to refer those. It doesn't matter to me, right? Because this is it. This is what it looks like. It's being real. But when you're overthinking, you're not going to get there. Cut the rope. Change your mind. Change your business. You can do this. All right. Ending it out. Get Real with Lisa Crown. Thank you again so much for joining me. Have yourself a great week. And don't forget to follow me on Get Real with Lisa Crown's private Facebook group page. Looking forward to connecting with you there. Let go and grow.